This morning marks the opening of a much-anticipated new transit center in downtown Boise. The cross-county agency that runs buses in the Treasure Valley is betting the facility will make riding the bus more comfortable. But will the transit center attract new riders? Frankie Barnhill went for an early morning bus ride and has this report.
Kim Wegener is waiting for the bus at the Eagle Park and Ride on a Friday morning in early October. It's just after 7, but the sun is still hiding behind the Boise foothills.
I actually rode the bus 50 years ago in Boise, and the first buses they had were used school buses. And so I used to ride one on the bench that every time they hit the brakes, it would make this horrible screeching sound.
These days, her commute on the bus is a bit more pleasant. Wegener and her husband have one car, and if she needed to find another way to get to work, she could. But she's a loyal bus rider. There have been times when riding the bus was less than convenient, like the time her bus was an hour and a half late getting home one snowy evening. But she says on balance, her experience is positive, and she likes riding the bus.
I just consider public transportation a really great thing. To me, it's a goal to get fewer cars on the road.
30 minutes after she gets on the bus, Wegener hops off in downtown Boise, where construction crews are putting the final touches on Main Street Station, a bright underground facility with 8 bays for buses to enter and exit. The ambitious project cost local agencies $2.4 million, while a $9.5 million federal grant made it possible.
My name is Rhonda Shelbert, and I'm the development director for Valley Regional Transit.
On a tour of Main Street Station below the freshly opened City Center Plaza, Jalbert says one of transit officials' priorities with the station was to make the process of transferring buses easier. Under the old system, riders changed buses at 2 outdoor locations on 2 different streets. The station centralizes everyone to Main Street. But she says it was also important to provide things like a ticket counter, public Wi-Fi, and a locked bike storage room.
They'll be out of the weather, they'll have public restrooms, and then they'll also be Wi-Fi. And then if they want to take their bike, now they can, and they've got a place to store it properly.
Jalbert says another goal of the station is to attract new riders. But Jaap Vos, who formerly was the chair of Boise State's Community and Regional Planning Department and is now with the University of Idaho in Boise, says the fact that the facility is underground makes it feel hidden. He says it could be symbolic of the bus system's place in the valley's overall transportation picture.
Transit should be present. It should not be hidden from sight. It should not be somewhere underground. And you know, it's almost like you're treating it like a nuisance. We don't want to see transit in downtown. I want to see buses everywhere.
Voss says building a transit center is a bold statement that buses are becoming a priority, but he's not sure it's the best use of money.
Yes, you need to invest in it, but you need to make it a real viable choice where it actually becomes a serious option.
Voss says buses should run every 10 minutes and service should not be limited during nights and weekends. He acknowledges this is a leap from the schedules that exist now, where buses come every 20 minutes on the most popular routes at peak hours. But Voss says it's the only way to gain more riders. He's convinced that if the system expands, that more people would ride. Voss, though, can't point to a city where this scenario has played out. John O'Neill is among those who would like to see more service. O'Neill has been riding the bus for the last 15 years, commuting from the bench to work in downtown. He cares a lot about the system, but has been disappointed with routes that end before 7 o'clock at night, leaving him to find other ways home if he works late or has evening plans.
And I understand the conundrum that Valley Ride faces. You know, the ridership isn't there to support the routes. But the routes don't work for people, so they don't use it.
On a Sunday, a day when buses don't run, O'Neill bikes to the new City Center Plaza and peers through the glass. He says he'll use the station, but wishes transit leaders would focus on creating a more usable bus system. As of now, Valley Regional Transit has no plans to increase the frequency of bus stops. Officials say they would love to expand the service, but there's not enough money to do so. They hope to use the excitement around the opening of Main Street Station to get more people interested in giving it a try. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.